Log Talk Radio.
Howdy, welcome to Home-Based Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
All right. Good morning. Thank you so much, Isaiah. I really appreciate you helping open this show every time I come on these airways. And, you know, hey, it's just so wonderful to have you as a grandson and a business partner. Yes, you hear me right, a business partner, my grandson, Isaiah Demetri Martin. Hey. All right. Love you so much, boy. Good morning, everybody. And today's show is part two of Working From Home Made Easy. Yes, you can work from home, and it does not have to be stressful. Working from home made easy. We're going to cover some great points this morning. And, again, I'm not in front of my computer, so I don't have my switchboard up. But you still can get a question to me. That's right. Today's technology makes whole things so much, easy. And we're going to talk about technology today here also on the show and how to use it for your home-based business. But you can send me a question by texting your question to 252-406-0774. Again, that is 252-406-0774. Any of the points that I covered this morning, you have a question, you can text me that question, and I will do my best to provide you an intelligent answer to your question. Okay. Well, first point we want to cover this morning is why have a home-based business? You know, people, home-based business, what's so phenomenal about having a home-based business, Baba Jahi? What's that all about? Well, you know, one of the reasons you need to have a home-based business is the best way to fight the recession. Yep. Now, I'm not going to get into who you like politically and whatever, because this show is not about politics or politicians. But both President Bush and both President Obama said the best way to fight the recession is having a home-based business because what? It reduces your taxable income. It reduces your taxable income. Hey. Your taxable income is being reduced by having a home-based business. And that is so, so important. See, you want that home-based business to reduce that taxable income. You say, well, how can a home-based business reduce my taxable income? Having a home-based business reduces your taxable income because now you are a business owner. So what that means is if you also are working a job, you know, we call people that work job, we call them W-2 employees. People that work businesses are 1099 business owners. So let's say you're working your job while running your business, managing your business. What that's going to do now is it's going to put you in a different tax structure, which means now your part of your mortgage, which you already write off on your itemized deductions on your Schedule A, but now you also get to write it off on another form called Form 8829, Business Use of Home, and that'll go on to your Schedule C, Profit and Loss for your business, which means you get to deduct your mortgage twice. See what I mean? About a tax strategy and reducing your taxes, just imagine deducting that mortgage twice and your real estate taxes twice. Wow, just see what just happened for you. And 55 cents for every mile you put on your vehicle. 100 miles on your vehicle, that's $55 back in a tax reduction. And in most cases, a tax saving, and in most cases, a larger return on your income tax check. Yes, I'm also a professional, a tax licensed tax professional. And, And I can't give you names of people because that, you know, is a client and professional, you know, confidentiality. But I can give you figures. I had some people last year who I helped because they had a home-based business. Get $21,000 back on their income tax. Now, just imagine that, getting $21,000 back on your income tax because you had a home-based business. So even if they didn't make any money in their business, they still earned $21,000 in terms of having a tax reduction that gave them some money, which they decided they wanted to do was to take them a trip around the world because they had $21,000 extra money that they wouldn't have had if they hadn't had the home-based business. Had some other clients, $15,000, $17,000, $10,000. $5,000, I mean, you know, hey, the list can go on and on and on because I do taxes for like over 100 people. And, you know, I specialize in home-based business taxes. And so, you know, having a home-based business is tremendous, tremendous, tremendous because it is a great tax shelter. See, it helps you save money from where you're earning on your W-2 job. And if you know, if you become a full-time home-based business owner, you know, the tax write-offs can keep you from owing. And give you an example. Barbers and beauticians, that's a cash-and-carry business. And so usually at the end of the year, they owe big time on their taxes. But when they get into a home-based business also as another business, then that helps supplement and cut those tax losses that they would have from their barbershop or their beauty salon because they get to write off those home expenses. Again, a few of the other home expenses you can write off before I move to my next topic here. There's a few of the other home expenses that you can write off. That's like every time you do something, you know, to beautify your home, that's a tax deduction. So let's say you have someone cut your grass, takes care of, you know, your landscaping for your house. Because your office is in your home, that's a tax deduction. And, again, what you need to do is get with a licensed tax professional, one that also specializes in home-based business, because you can go to some tax professionals. If that's not their area of expertise, they're not going to be able to help you. And it's sort of like this, you know. And I know the ladies could relate to this, you know. If you're going to have a baby, you don't go see a brain surgeon. He's a good doctor, but he don't specialize in delivering babies. So, you know, you want to get your taxes done. You can go to a CPA and, you know, all of that, a certified public accountant and a financial specialist and all of that. But if they don't specialize in home-based business taxes, they're going to give you the wrong information. So you want to make sure you deal with that. Also, you know, having a home-based business, you should try to find one that you can do over the Internet. Why? You know, because the Internet is what's moving things across this country. And, you know, if you're already a home-based business owner and you're utilizing the Internet, that's great. If you're not a home-based business owner, you know, and you're trying to find one, again, you know, you can send me a message here on a Blog Talk Radio site, or you can give me a call at 252-406-0774, you know, and I could possibly, after talking with you, find and help you choose a business that fits your personality. Besides a tax professional, I'm also a home-based business guru and a business coach. Now, again, with home-based business, the thing that's so exciting about it, and especially from the point of view of using the Internet and other stuff, you know, people, you could be living next door to a millionaire and don't even know it because of the way the Internet has structured things and the way you can make money over the net is, you know, unless they, you know, buy a lot of fancy, shiny things that tips you off. And there's a book called The Millionaire Next Door. I would recommend that you get it. But you can become a millionaire working from your home using the Internet. I remember back in the mid-90s, my attorney, who's also my cousin, and, you know, we're real close, And I remember him sitting down one day and telling me, he said, hey, cuz, look, it's going to come a time, man, with a laptop and a modem, man. He says, you can be anywhere in the world, man, and make money. He said, because everything's going to the net. And, you know, and he's so right. I mean, you know, I have different procedures that I'm able to use where people are able to pay me right over the internet, you know. And so I don't have to do, you know, I don't have to take checks no more. The person got a bank card, a debit card, boom, they can pay me. That way I don't have to worry about those bouncing checks. I would suggest to you also as a home-based business owner, don't take checks. You know, inadvertently, you know, people will tell you mine's not going to bounce, and, you know, it ends up, you know, having a problem with that. I just recently had, you know, as I stopped that policy because, you know, even though I had some people tell me that, you know, this was good, you know, and those $35 overdrafts and then the check kicking back, oh, and you just spent the money, oh, man, and then you got to go try to recoup the money, recoup the loss too. Nah, do it electronically, save yourself the headache. That's another lesson to learn in terms of having your home-based business and making your business easy in terms of working from home. And, you know, you can get a PayPal account, which is, you know, very easy to set up and use. Or if you decide you want to get yourself another kind of merchant service account, you know, there's several different ones out there that you can choose from as far as people being able to pay you electronically. So, you know, make sure you do that. Okay, now covered that point. And again, you know, having a coach to help you market your home-based business is critical. It's critical. You know, even though I do coaching, I also have a coach. That's something, because somebody's got coach to coach, yeah. But, you know, part of, you know, getting your business going, like say you find something that fits your personality, and you know how to do it. But do you know how to market it? And that's usually where a lot of people fall short. You know, you need someone to help you with marketing your business, giving you marketing tips, techniques, ideas. And a coach will do that because, see, they don't have a bias. They, you know, it's non-personal. See, a lot of times we'll do stuff based on how we feel. And, you know, we think, you know, well, this ought to work, that ought to work. And a lot of times we go through a lot of trial and error. You know, and a bunch of error, you know, and then we learn, you know, yeah, we learn by doing, but hey, wouldn't it be nice to be able to get around that and take another way to move forward with that? So, hey, you know, that's so, so important. Again, if you have a question or comment, you can text that to 252-406-0774. That is 252-406-0774, and you know, I'd be more than willing to attempt to answer your question this morning concerning home-based business, working from home made easy. Okay, so you know, we talked about having a coach. That's so, so important. Next, what you want to do with your business, and this is very key, you should also do this with your life, is have a vision board. A vision board. So, well, what's a vision board, Bhavik Jahi? And why do I need that? What do I need a vision board for? Well, a vision board, you know, we have it here in our house. You know what? We have several. You know, you come in our house, you know, you see two up in the bedroom, and then we have a lot of little sticky things on the fridge to remind us of things that we need to be doing and things that we envision. So you create a vision board. One way to make your dream vivid is to find a bunch of pictures that represent the things you want to accomplish. And make them into a collage. You can cut pictures out of magazines, print them off the internet, or take photos of things you want. You can give them thumbtack to a cork board or glue them on a cardboard. This is called a dream board, and it's a great way to make your dreams seem real and reachable. And why do you have to do that? See, because, see, envisioning isn't simply creating a picture in your mind. That's wishful thinking. Envision means making it real. You need to make it physical, and that involves your senses. The more vivid it is, the more it starts to become real. In other words, you got to see it. You got to see it. When you wake up in the morning, I wake up in the morning standing next to my vision board right here, and it shows the $500 bonus checks that me and my wife have gotten. I said, bonus this, yes, not just one. And so we constantly want to receive those $500 bonuses. And we know we got to do the work to doing them, but by seeing them and up here knowing that we have accomplished it, we know that we can continue to accomplish it. And it's good, you know, waking up in the morning, you look up on that wall, you see them $500 bonus checks, and you say, okay, boom, okay, what I need to do this week to keep this going, to keep manifesting this, because, see, you want to manifest your destiny. That's another good book. You're going to hear me talk about books a lot on this show. That's another good book written by Wayne Dyer, Manifest Your Destiny. You should be manifesting the things that you want to happen for your business. So you want to create a vision board. Very, very important. You need to have a vision board up. And, you know, one of the things that I have on my vision board, because one of the things I want is an RV. I want to be able to travel around the country and just, you know, share with people and speak. I enjoy doing public speaking and just travel. I want to see this country. I want to see a lot of things that are going on out there. And so it's very, very important to do that. Okay, I got a question right here. Does it really make a difference in your choice of home-based business in relationship to the tax credits made available to me? Great question. Great, great question. Does it make a choice in a home-based business relationship based to the tax credits made available to me? Yes, it does make a difference. It makes a big difference which home-based business you choose, and let me tell you why. Okay, some home-based businesses you're not able to write off. Let's take an example like travel. Some home-based businesses you're not able to write off 100% of your travel expenses. And let me give you an example. Let's say you go on a vacation. And if you go on a vacation where you went somewhere and you stay, you know, unless you're doing business while you're on that vacation, and you'd have to be doing business, it's called a three-fifths rule. You'd have to be doing business 60% of the time while you're on that vacation to be able to write that vacation off. But if you have a travel business or if you're a travel agent, a home-based business travel agent, you can write off 100% of the vacation because it's a business trip because it's specifically related to your industry. You're involved in the travel industry. You take a vacation. Well, while you're there, you're checking the place out so you can recommend it to clients and other people. And so, thus, you can write off 100% of that trip. Now, when the, like I said, the opposite way is in order to write that off, you would have to be meeting somebody there, already planning the schedule to conduct business with them. And, you know, by doing that, then, you know, you have a business appointment with them, and then you'd have to meet them 60% of the time while you're there. I had another question that came in here. How do you determine whether a home-based business is legit or not? Now, that's a great question, too. I really appreciate these questions this morning. That is a very, very good question. Well, one of the things that you should look for in a home-based business, especially, let's say, if you're dealing with a home-based business with a company that you tie into. Well, if it's a company that you tie into, then, you know, so you're seeking out an opportunity and you're trying to find a company that you, you know, you sort of like their products and services and you say, hey, you know, I want to market this. I'm going to give a go at it. Well, one of the rules of thumb is how long has this company been in business? And another is you want to make sure that the company is a publicly traded company. Now, why would we say you want to make sure it's a publicly traded company? Well, if it's a publicly traded company, that means it's been scrutinized by the Securities and Exchange Commission, and their books are open. See, they don't have no secret hidden books. And that's important because that means you can go and you can read the internal dynamics and things that are going on with this company because it's open to the public. It's a publicly traded company, and the company has stocks on the New York Stock Exchange. That is very, you know, that's something that you want to look at. Now, if it's, you know, if you're running like a mom-and-pop kind of home-based business, operation, like, you know, you do lawn care, stuff like that. Well, the best way to determine if that's legit is, you know, is you're going to have to get to know the owner, do some research on the people that they have served and other things, you know, their customer and clientele base, and just, you know, what type of integrity they have. So, but that was a great question because, you know, there's a lot of people are basically getting involved with these companies over the internet. You know, you want to make sure that the company has a track record. I said, you know, and I suggest that, you know, that you check to make sure the company is publicly traded so you can know that its books are open. Because if its books are not open and it's not publicly traded, they can tell you they do this, that, and that. But, you know, you have no way of really verifying that. And plus, when a company is publicly traded, they have to do the things that they say they do, or, you know, they run into problems with the Securities and Exchange Commission and their board and other things. So two great questions this morning. Hey, I really appreciate people texting those questions in because that helps keep the show going. Okay, we were talking about vision boards. And, you know, again, vision boards, what that's going to help you with, you see, part of having a business is the internal dynamics and internal things that you need to do to vision where you want to go. You know, you heard the saying, without any vision, people perish. See, and that's the biggest problem. A lot of people don't have vision, or let's say, I almost say don't have vision. A lot of people have, and this leads me to my next thing, a lot of people have negative vision. You know, they always complaining and whining and crying. You know, I would use another term, but I don't like that word, you know. But I think y'all know what I'm talking about. But, you know, so you got to be positive. You have to be positive. And that's where affirmations come in. Affirmations. Being positive. Having affirmations. Affirm what you believe through your practices and doing. Since, again, one of the things that me and my wife say all the time, you know, and we got this from another person in the business that we're in, and that is, don't believe what you see, but see what you believe, because with God, all things are possible. See, too many people think about the impossible. Oh, that can't happen, you know, and too often, and you know, we got into a big stink with a family member one time because, you know, we had my nephew. He came home all excited. Somebody shared an opportunity with him, and the dream stealers were sitting around the table, you know, and they told him, you don't want to do that. That requires you have to do, you just need to get a job. See, and plus you can't do that anyway. You wouldn't know how to do that. Before the boy could even, you know, get with the folks and find out the possibilities that could exist for him, the dream stealers had already snatched the dream, crumbled it up, threw it away, and told him, don't even think about doing that. See, too often we listen to the wrong people for advice. If you want to manage and run a business, that's why having a coach again is important. Talk to someone that owns a business, not somebody that works a job. Now, if you want to go work a job, talk to somebody about how to work a job. But don't ask somebody about that only knows about working a job how to run a business. They can't help you. All they're going to do is discourage you, because if they knew how to run a business, they have one. See, so that's important. So you want to have these affirmations that keep you going. And one of the other things that's important, why these affirmations are important, because, see, you got to be happy. You know, and I learned this a long time ago from, you know, another coach, coach by the name of Art Williams, A.L. Williams. Art used to say the following. He says, you know, part of winning is being happy and upbeat even when you don't feel like it. He said, even when you don't feel like it, you know, you just been stomped on, crumbled on, spit on, and you be saying, but all right. Man, I just want to be mad for a moment. He said, no, because you got to be happy, because if you don't be happy, then, you know, you can cause yourself to get sick. A lot of sicknesses that people have
or psychosomatic. You know, and if you tell them that, they'll get mad with you. They sick because they want to be sick. Why? Because they unhappy. Now, I want to close out, because I got about 5 minutes left. I'm going to close out with, you know, because this happy thing is very important in running your business. You want to be a business owner? You have to be living a happy, resilient, and optimistic life. It's wonderful and also good, and it's good for your health. Being happy actually protects you from the stresses of life. And you see, you know, as a business owner, you know, me and my wife, we've been in business for ourselves ever since the day we met. And that was 1986. And I've only been sick twice since 1986. My wife's had a cold, excuse me, a couple times. Only other illness she had one time when, you know, that was an accident. She broke her ankle roller skating. But as far as other stuff that people go through, you know, we haven't experienced that. Now, these are the 10 points to being happy that can help you protect your health and also protect your business. Smile! Yeah, smile. Be grateful at all times. We have so much to be thankful for. Don't talk about what you don't have. Talk about what you do have and know that you can get more. See, I'm going to hit you with a little something. See, a lot of times people hit people with the riddle of the glass half full, or is it half empty? And people choose one or the other. It's half full. Oh, no, it's half empty. The glass is full. Half of it's invisible. You just can't see it. Check that out. Yeah, when a person hit me with that one, I was like, man, the glass is full. It's got water and it's got air in it. You just don't see the invisible. The same with your life. See the invisible. That's a topic for a whole other show, so let me get through my list here. But be grateful and be thankful. And laughter is the best medicine, so you want to laugh a lot. You know, laughter is the best medicine. It helped. I mean, there was a movie about this doctor named Patch Adams who used laughter to cure people. See, people were sick. I mean, he used laughter to cure people. It's something amazing about laughter. Number two. News is stressful. Get less of it. You know, they had in a song, I remember the song in the Wiz, "Don't bring me no bad news." Hey, that's how I am. Don't bring me no bad news, you know. Now, let that mean don't keep up with what's going on in the world. Yeah, but, you know, pick your times and check out the news. Pick your times in which you're going to check out the news. And you want to do that, you know. So, so important. So, so important. Pick your times in which you want to check out the news. I got another question that came in here. I'm going to answer this question real quick and get back to my 10 points. If you was going to start a printing company from home, how would you go about doing that? Good question. Good question. First, I research and find out who else is doing what I'm doing. Because, see, part of writing a business plan is knowing who your competitors are. So I would find out, that would be my first step, is researching and finding out who else is doing what I'm doing and what can I learn from them. They have a printing company and they're doing it from home. I want to know, you know, how did they get started? What did they have to do? Where did they get equipment from? What type of printing are you going to be doing? Whether it's going to be like birthday cards or stationery. You know, the first point would be to, and you can go on, you can always go on the internet and Google what you want to look for, you know, but that would be my step in process if I wanted to do a printing company from home. Great question. And again, I want to thank people for sending in questions this morning. Again, I was saying number two about 10 steps to being happy, and we'll run through this real quick because I have like about a minute left. But we will be back on again tomorrow morning at 9, and we will be doing this show every day of the week, 9 o'clock to 9:30. We're giving you tips on how to run a home-based business. The news, be selective in how you deal with the news. I had a friend of mine tell me years ago, said, don't watch the news first thing in the morning when you get up because it's going to depress you. So pick the time in which you want to deal with the news. I usually pull news from the internet, you know, midday or whatever, so I have time to filter it and get happy again and get over being, you know, the sad things the news bring me. Number three, had a spiritual or religious connection to the Creator. Singing, chanting, prayers, and meditation is good. It fosters inner peace. And, you know, you need to have that inner peace. You need to have that spiritual understanding of what you are connected to. Number four, manage your time. Time is invaluable and too important to waste. Time is more valuable than money. You understand? Time is money. So value your time. Do good on your time management skills. Number five, express your feelings in healthy ways. Make sure the words you use are short and sweet because you never know which ones you have to eat. And you do this, people. See, this is personal development here, which is a very important part of your business. Holding a grudge is like drinking poison and hoping the other person dies. But read that again. Holding a grudge is like drinking poison and hoping the other person dies. Be happy. Express your feelings in a positive way. Number six, work smart instead of hard. Work on things that you feel are worthy of your time. Happy is the man or woman who works and plays and cannot tell the difference. That's right. Your work should be like play. I enjoy what I do, so it's like play. It's not even work. Learning all the time. Learning is a joyful experience. Try and learn something new every day. Try and learn something new every day. Every day and every way I'm getting better and better and better because I'm learning. I'm learning. I'm learning. Number eight, physical exercise. This is something I cannot stress enough of. People do not exercise. Walk, run, or jog. Every day work out for at least 30 minutes. You can't run, walk. Exercise. It helps strengthen the body and helps keep you from getting sick. Make a contribution of time, talent, and money to a cause. Make a contribution of time, talent, or money to a cause. So important. So important. And number 10, let go, let go, let go. Be the change you wish to see in the world. Whatever it is that's bugging you out, let it go. Do not live in the past. You can't do nothing about it. You can learn from it and tell yourself, won't let that happen no more. But don't dwell on it because you can't do nothing about it. It's gone. It's gone. Gone forever. Ain't coming back. Move on. Move forward. Deal with the present. Live in the moment. Just like I live in the moment, moment to moment. That's all I got. Moment to moment, 60 seconds, only 1 minute, didn't ask for it. That's right, but I got to cherish it, moment for moment. If I abuse it or lose it, I got to account for it. That's all it is, people. People's life is about minute by minute, moment by moment. And this has been Baba Jahi here on Home Base Business 101. I hope you got a lot out of the show this morning. I want to thank those people for texting in questions this morning. God bless you, and until tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock, peace, be still. Have fun. Enjoy your day. Love y'all.